Okay, continues the Chavetz Chaim in his Akdamah on Shmiras Halashon. So he says, in truth, each in Yid, everyone from Klal Yisrael, wants to be Shalem in their being Shomer Torah Mitzvos. No one wants to be detracting from it whatsoever. Right? The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'amech Kulam Tzadikim. That's inherent in every single Yid. That's what they want to be. But there's just so many reasons that apply to people for every reason that allow them to be lax in this midas hakadosh of being careful from speaking lashon hara. And the Chavetz Chaim says he will explain reasons. Main reasons are just not knowing, incompetency, as they say. Not knowing what words are a problem, what's considered lashon hara, and so whatever. So the Chavetz Chaim wrote a whole sefer on that called Chavetz Chaim. Another thing is the yetzer hara is very strong. Why? Because it's a big kitrig on us, a big accusation on us when it comes time when we dive into Hashem, when we learn, right? We Klal Yisrael has a lot of tzaras, but Klal Yisrael also has a lot of tekanos. But even those tekanos, we're limited. People want good life. Tefillah works, but tefillah really needs one's own help. If you scratch Hashem's back, he'll scratch yours. If you're shomer your pee from lashon hara, then he'll listen to what you say. And the third thing is that people are just unaware of the different techniques and strategies that one can do, can learn, can apply to themselves to withstand the yetzer hara. Right? There are definitely techniques. The Shlomo Malach brings from Mishlik. He's Sachpulas Tasa Lecha Melchama. So also is Beglauke, he brings now, I guess that's this chalik, the third chalik, is a whole collection of different agaras. Some Chazal, Shash, Midrashim, Zohar, all of them speaking about how bad the punishment is for a person who is involved in such a bitter of error, and Hashem should guard us from it. And also the tremendous reward that a person receives from guarding themselves. And the beginning of Shmiras Halashon is called the Shar of Zechira, the gate of remembrance. Because the Pasuk by Amalek, we say that you have to remember what they did. You have to remember what the Yetzer hara does to us and how and what happens as a result. Shabbos.